It's now time to get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
And Across the Line brings you today's Rugby World Cup report. The Springboks are starting to wrap up their preparation for Sunday's big Rugby World Cup Pool B clash against Tonga in Marseille. The Boks will need a bonus point win on the weekend to keep their chances alive of reaching the quarterfinals, where it is predicted that they will face the hosts, France. Scotland, who lost 18-3 to the Springboks in Marseille during the opening weekend, can sneak into the playoffs, but for that they will need to beat Romania and Ireland with a bonus point. This places even more importance on the game between the Boks and the Sea Eagles this weekend. Now, the Boks aren't gambling and they have named a very strong team for the game, with only a handful of regular starts such as Bongi Mbonambi being rested this week. The test will also mark the long-awaited return of the fly-half, Hanré Pollard, in what will be his first game back for the Springboks since August last year. Initially, Pollard was set to miss the World Cup, but he was thrown a lifeline due to the injury of the hooker Malcolm Marks. Pollard has only played 40 minutes for his club, the Leicester Tigers, in an English Premiership game against the Sale Sharks. Bok coach Jacques Nienaber is confident that Pollard is fit and ready to go this weekend.
We believe, and obviously his club believe, when Andre went back to his club, they had a game that weekend which they decided they're not going to play him in. And then he only played the second game that they played. So they also made 100% sure that his injury is strong enough to handle the load of a full week's training and then go into a game. And then they only played him 40 minutes. We'll slowly build him up. Like I said, I will be surprised if he lost 80.
Sunday's game at the Stad Velodrome kicks off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, tonight in Toulouse, the Brave Blossoms of Japan will be in action against Manu Samoa in an important Pool D game for both teams. Both teams are on 5 points after 2 games, and whoever wins tonight will take a big step towards the quarterfinals. The Japanese assistant coach, John Mitchell, said despite Samoa's physicality, they need to focus on their own game.
An English match just after half time, there was a period of play that was extremely unstructured. We were in the fight and we presented ourselves opportunities, and I guess that's the biggest learning for us, is that we didn't execute those 3 big moments. So that's really important for us against Samoa. But knowing that, yeah, the game is going to probably go up another physical step, because that's the strength of theirs and something that they're very proud of.
Tonight's match in Toulouse kicks off at 9 p.m. And there you have it. That is all for now. I'll be back at 5:30 with more.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on ofm.co.za.